Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
All right, welcome back. A few minutes after 6 on your Thursday morning. Happy you're in here with us on the Mark Cox Morning Show. I'm Mark. That's Kim St. Ange. And, of course, Ethan Bright is in with us this morning. Sue Thomas will be joining us with more on your traffic as things pop up. Hopefully, we have a very smooth Thursday morning for you in store. Coming up, we're going to get to one Tom Ackerman, the KMOX sports director. There are a couple of huge games going on this weekend. Maybe you don't care about college football, right? There are people that just don't care. There are people that don't care until it's playoff season. But I got to tell you, there's going to be a 12-team college football playoff this year. And I usually am more interested at that point in the season. I got to be honest with you. But here's the bottom line. The number one and number two teams play each other this weekend. Huge ramifications because it could flip 1-2 if Indiana wins and beats Ohio State. It could hurt Indiana if Ohio State beats them and they drop further down in the college playoff, the 12-team playoff that's going to happen in a week or so. But it's just a huge game. And on top of all that, if you've listened for any length of time, you know that Tom Ackerman is an Indiana graduate and huge fan, and he's having the season of his life. So I can't wait to hear him talk about the game that I think is going to happen around 2 o'clock this Saturday if you don't have anything else going on. That is basically going to be, in many people's minds, the national championship game. So that's coming up. We'll talk to Tommy about that at the bottom of the hour, about 6:35. Next hour, we're going to talk to Casey Crosby from the co-chair, actually, of the RNC. There's been all this talk about this upstart special election in Tennessee. And yesterday, I'll admit, I was as guilty as anyone when I heard them with breathless reporting on the network saying, you know, the Republican won, but you knew there was a butt monkey there. The Republican won, but he barely won. How did this upstart progressive do so well in a heavily Republican district that Donald Trump won by 22%? Well, come to find out, the 22% figure is amazing and speaks to Trump's overall appeal, because that meant that in a district that is only considered to be Republican plus 10, you know what that means. It means that going into the election, the Republicans should have a 10-point advantage in that district. In CD2 here, where Ann Wagner is the Republican, the Republicans have about a 6 or 7 point advantage, I believe, in that last redistricting, that it's expected to lean Republican by 6 or 7 points. So you would expect the Republican candidate to win by about that percentage. So, in other words, this Van Epps guy in Tennessee was expected to win by 10 points, and he won by 9 points. But if you listen to the national media, it was some sort of a disaster and an evidence of how strong the left, the progressive left, is going to be in the next election cycle. And it's all hogwash. It's all spin. It ought to be reported to the spin doctor line at the White House that they've set up now. But when I saw that yesterday, I'm like, we got to get somebody from the RNC on here to talk about that.
Well, because you really do need the context, because things can seem very scary until, like you just said, you understand. Okay, yes, he won by 22 points or 22%, but that's not what's typical.
Right.
But it doesn't mean that we can take our foot off the gas pedal as we go toward the midterm elections. Obviously, there are still things we need to do. And I believe one of the biggest issues is people just not showing up to vote. We see it play out here when we have like the school board elections. I don't know if people just are lazy or they don't think their vote matters. Not quite sure, but people need to get their butts to the polls, and that it doesn't matter if you're in a St. Charles County where you're thinking, oh, don't worry, the conservative will win. No, not always. We've seen some districts flip. We saw, what was it, Francis Howell Schools flipped back. I mean, this can happen on a local level, and it can happen on a much bigger level. So we have to be vigilant, and we have to make sure that we are actually showing up and staying educated.
Yeah, you know what? This is what you need to do.
You need to get your head out of your butt, focus on the real issues.
That's true. I love that soundbite. Do you remember what that soundbite's from, Kim? Occasionally, I had these drops that have been in my system so long, I have to come out and I have to remind people of what they are.
I don't know. It seems like a Rodney Dangerfield.
No. That's okay. An actual United States veteran. And when Donald Trump was running for election, they're at this veterans event where Trump has donated money to this whatever vets group it was. And the story starts circulating that although Trump claims to have donated, nobody's seen the check yet. And that's what the media was going off on that day. And this old guy came to the microphone and he just chewed him out.
You need to get your head out of your butt. Focus on the real issues.
it was pretty funny. So that is a real actual bite from a United States veteran.
Love
who
it.
Was defending Trump back in the 2019 election, I think. It was a while back. Anyway, that's one of my favorites for sure. All right, we'll get to all that for you coming up, and then we got our Guns N' Roses giveaway a little later in the show today, so stay tuned for that. Somebody else is going to get a couple free tickets to that concert next August at Busch Stadium. It's going to be great. Right now, let's get to our top stories.
The Mark Cox Shortlist, presented by Rhino Shield.
Did you have complaints that formed the basis of your concern about the fundraising activities here?
We certainly had complaints about crisis pregnancy centers. That petition.
No, about this crisis pregnancy center.
So I think we've been clear from the outset that we haven't had complaints about this specific.
So you had no basis to think that they were deceiving any of their contributors?
Justice Clarence Thomas is a national treasure, and he just tied this attorney for New Jersey into knots in this issue, where for no reason other than their ideology, the state of New Jersey targeted this pro-life clinic because they didn't like the fact that they didn't tell people to go get abortions. Period. There were no complaints about them. The state just targeted them, and Clarence Thomas fully exposed them in front of the United States Supreme Court yesterday.
That individuals that clearly have a violent past, as well as mental health issues, should not be on the streets of Chicago.
70 plus arrests.
Thank you. Mayor Brandon Johnson in Chicago, who tried to tell you it's an isolated incident when a woman gets gasoline thrown on her and set on fire on a subway up there, got called out by a reporter yesterday. He goes, I got people, brown and black people, calling me saying, you'd be more outraged about this if you were related to the individual that got burned. What's race got to do with it? And Johnson was tongue-tied.
And I think in many ways, the uniformed military may help save us from
this president and his lame people like Hegseth, because I think their commitment is to the Constitution and obviously not to Trump, and I expect Bradley to adhere to that.
Wow. Wow. Mark Warner, another senator getting involved in seditious behavior. Another Democrat, another day, more seditious behavior, encouraging U.S. troops to defy orders. It's ridiculous.
None of them are addressing this fact that there was a shift, 180-degree shift, from the intelligence community's assessment leading up to the election to the one that President Obama directed be produced after Donald Trump won the election, that completely contradicted those assessments that had come previously. The second thing.
Tulsi Gabbard on there just laying it out, saying, listen, the Obama people can jump to his defense all they want, but they've ignored one major issue. We have the goods. We have all, she's the director of national intelligence. We have all of the intelligence assessments leading up to the election in 2015 for the 2016 election, for the 2015 election, sworn in 2016, that show no Russian collusion with Donald Trump until after Donald Trump got elected at a meeting in the White House where Barack Obama ordered James Clapper to change the assessment to reflect that there was Russian collusion. She said, we've got the goods. The Obama protectors can say whatever they want. They can try to spin it however they want. We know the exact moment that happened. And it basically led to trying to undermine Donald Trump's presidency before he was ever sworn in back in 2016. Huge investigation still going on. It would be fantastic to see some RICO charges involved in that. Will that happen? I don't know. But I am encouraged that Tulsi Gabbard continues to talk about what happened there, what we all know happened there. All right, we'll get to a quick break here in just a minute. When we come back, I'll let you hear just a little bit more from Tulsi Gabbard. And this story that Kim pointed out to me that I want to talk about this University of Oklahoma student and the trouble she got into for a paper she wrote. This is pretty amazing. We'll get to that story ahead. We're going to get to that for you. We've got Casey Crosby coming on from the RNC, and it's all straight ahead on the Mark Cox Morning Show. Stay tuned.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. and a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
So yesterday I got to go deliver and make good on the bourbon basket portion of the Responder Rescue raffle. And I had a great time talking to Cindy, who was the winner of that. And I mentioned to you, Kim, that she might have preferred to win the handgun. I got the impression, but she was the second place winner. So the first place winner chose the handgun from the range. So she took the bourbon basket, the liquor basket, and she was thrilled. But not for herself. This is what I loved about Cindy yesterday. Not for herself, but for the fact that her son, who is apparently a police officer serving in St. Charles County, is a huge bourbon fan. And I'm not going to say the last name here because I don't want to, if it's a surprise for him, I don't want him to know it's coming. But she's going to gift him most of that bourbon, including the bottle of Rip Van Winkle and the Wellers and the Blantons and all the other great stuff that's going to go along with it. So it was great talking to her yesterday, meeting her in person and learning that it was tough to give up all that bourbon. I had five cases of bourbon and liquor in the back of my truck that I delivered to her house. And it was kind of heartbreaking to have to give it away.
Because some of that's hard to get, right?
Of course it's hard to get. It's expensive to get if you can get it in for the most part. But like I was unloading my truck. She's like, just put it here in the garage. I'm like, no.
Let me say goodbye.
You can't keep this bourbon out in the cold. You have to take it in the house. Leave the wine, but take the bourbon into the house. Please don't let it sit out in 20-degree weather.
Did she give you a moment, though, to just say your goodbye?
She did.
Yeah.
She said now.
Was that pretty emotional for
you? Show me which one of those bottles is the one that's worth so much. So I had to pull out the bottle of Pappy out of the care and show it to her very carefully and gently set it back down in there.
Did you have your white gloves on?
I did not. No. Didn't do that. But thanks to her for, I thanked her for donating. And she's retired, so she doesn't always listen to the show live. She often listens to it after we go off the air in the morning. She goes back and listens to
to the
podcast or to the Facebook Live edition of it.
Well, and I take the time, a little bit of inside baseball, like you said, I take the time to write out what we're talking about for each segment. So if you know there's something we talked about that interests you, you can go specifically to that time and just listen to that one segment.
It's awesome. Thank you for doing that. It's good. You can always pick up the podcast wherever you download your podcast. We should mention that. I don't do it nearly enough, but whether it's 971talk.com, if you're on Apple or wherever you download your podcasts, you'll be able to find the Mark Cox show on there, the Mark Cox Morning Show. So be sure and get that loaded in, please. Loved the fact that 2 days ago we were on here talking about the fact that, you know, the left is so worked up. Even some Republicans, where Lisa Murkowski out of Alaska, who you can never depend on at all, is out there saying, oh, if what we heard was true, it's so disturbing. It's disgusting. She comes out of there, you know, spitting and seems to be furious over what they've learned about what may be in this report. And I said at the time, wait a minute now. Let's think this through logically. If the boat was still floating, like in most cases when you get hit with one of these missiles, a little boat like that is, it's not a little boat, a 30-foot boat, it's just going to blow up and sink. In this case, they missed. Well, I mean, they didn't do a direct hit. Let's put it that way. So the boat was still intact. I'm like, if these guys crawled back up on the boat and they're trying to salvage some of the drugs that are on there, whatever, or get in contact with their base, they're still in the fight. Well, lo and behold, the New York Times came out and poo-pooed that Washington Post report. And then Martha Raddatz, remember her? The completely unbiased journalist over at ABC News, who, of course, was at the Clinton daughter's wedding and all this stuff. I mean, she's tied in with the far left in this country as much as any journalist in mainstream media. This must have pained her to report this yesterday. Listen.
New information. According to a source familiar with the incident, the two survivors climbed back onto the boat after the initial strike. They were believed to be potentially in communication with others and salvaging some of the drugs. Because of that, it was determined they were still in the fight and valid targets. A JAG officer was also giving legal advice.
Oh.
So again, David, that video will be key, and Admiral Bradley will be on the Hill tomorrow behind closed doors.
Yeah, so Admiral Bradley's going to the Hill today behind closed doors to answer questions from these outraged Democrats and Republicans. And oh, by the way, a judge advocate general was on the scene when the decision was made to fire again. This is a big nothing burger that the mainstream media has spent 3 days ginning up because Epstein. I don't know why. Why do they do it? Because they hate Donald Trump. We're going to be back with Tom Ackerman in a few minutes. Stay tuned.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Great sports mind like Tom Ackerman.
Baseball is really not a hard sport.
It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
It's like powered by coffee this morning.
Sports, sponsored by McDonald's, reminding you to round up your total for Ronald McDonald House Charities on your next order.
Tom Ackerman in studio, definitely powered by coffee for me right now.
Oh, same. Oh, I had the SLU women's game last night, and they won. They beat St. Bonaventure 76-70. On those broadcasts, I don't have an analyst, so it's just me. Just
wow, and, no
and
kidding.
There's no halftime host either. It's just me. Thank you, Chris May, the athletic director. He texted me. He goes, hey, you need a halftime guest? I'm like, that'd be great.
That'd be great.
So he comes down courtside, and you know, we just let him let it rip for a good 8-9 minutes. But yeah, it was nice to be there. But yeah, you know, you have to boost yourself a little caffeine in the morning after doing a game. No complaining though. I love doing games. It just, you know, you put everything into it. It takes a little out of you.
I'll bet it does. So just out of interest, this probably wasn't a topic for halftime in yesterday's SLU women's basketball game. But I wonder what as an AD for. A mid-major, I would refer to SLU as. I think that's fair.
Yeah.
How do they feel about NIL? Because I would think it would put them at a disadvantage. Smaller schools who aren't going to be able to rake in the kind of cash of a Kentucky or an Indiana or a Mizzou. How do they feel about it? Do you know?
I think they're at an advantage only in that they don't have football. So basketball is their number one sport. So they have the share of the revenue comes in for men's and women's basketball and soccer too. So their soccer team really benefits too. They were able to throw some NIL dollars at some of these soccer players in the area, and not to mention some other sports benefit from that. So for St. Louis University and other mid-majors, you know, it is what it is. I mean, you just have to go to your big donors and your big companies and, you know, the ones who spend and say, you know, help us out. And SLU's doing a good job of that. And they have, you know, they have some deep pockets around here. I mean,
they've got some
people that can help them out. So, you know, if you want to keep some of the great players that they have around, and talking to Josh Schertz, his basketball team, by the way, is really good. And I think he'd love to have everybody back next year, the whole team together. That would be an amazing accomplishment in this day and age, because these players start to look, not right this second, but pretty soon, they start to get calls. They start to look, hey, you know, why don't you come to so-and-so, you know, get out of there and come here. You know, we can do this for you. So you have competition always. They just have to have some sort of guidelines on this thing so that all these schools eventually can compete. I think the hard part is not NIL. It's the fact that the Power Fours, the SEC, the Big Ten, the ACC, and the Big 12 want all of the bids, like for college basketball, if we're talking about that. They would love the NCAA tournament to be all of those teams because it brings in the most money back to the conferences. So the SEC had like 14 teams, I think, in the NCAA tournament last year. They would like to have 18. They'd like to have them all. I disagree. I think the appeal from a viewer for the NCAA tournament is not to watch the bottom half of the SEC compete. No offense. I like the SEC and the Big Ten. But I want to see the mid-majors try to knock them off. That's the whole charm of the tournament. That was the whole point. The Cinderella teams making the run. But the networks don't like, I don't think, they like the Cinderellas to a point.
They don't want them in the Final Four because it's not going to draw as big of an audience.
That's right.
If they were to actually make it to the championship,
you know, they
game.
Want Kentucky,
right?
They want North Carolina,
the
they want Indiana, they want the blue bloods, the teams with the big fan bases going deep, so that they can have a lot. So you know, it always comes back to money,
right? No doubt about it.
Really quick question. I still get these letters from Mizzou trying to get me to donate, which I don't. Sorry, Mizzou, I paid you a lot of money to go there. If you are donating, can you say, hey, I don't want my money going toward NIL, if, say, you didn't agree with that? Or if you donate to, is it totally separate, or would donor money be going toward NIL potentially?
Hey, it's your money. You can tell them where you want the money to
go.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was just curious.
Yeah. You can, if you want it to go to the biology department, you can do that. If you want it to go to the journalism school, you can do that. You can specify where you want your money going to the University of Missouri. And then, you know, the NIL collective, which is what now it's merging with the school. So now the school can operate that. It used to be there was a separate collective, like the Billikens had their own, the Mizzou had their own. Now the school it's been approved that the school can do that. So it's kind of part of their, you know, revenue.
Good to know.
Speaking of which, in a week and a half or so, the football college playoffs will start. There'll be 12 teams in it. Here's what you need to know. The national championship game is actually this Saturday.
Well, it sure feels that way for Indiana fans. And I think the fun part about all of this, Ohio State plays Indiana on Saturday, 1-2. And on the outside, people would look at it and say, well, you know, it's 1-2. Like, whoever loses that isn't going to get knocked out of the playoff from not even a first-round bye. That's not what Kurt Cignetti is telling his team. Kurt Cignetti, the head coach at Indiana, is telling his team, you have to beat Ohio State if you want a first-round bye. He doesn't trust the committee. I don't think he's going to say that out loud, but I don't think anybody trusts anybody right now. You have to go beat Ohio State. Indiana wants to win the Big Ten. They want to slay the dragon. They're tired of hearing about Ohio State and Michigan and all the kings of the Big Ten through the years, and Indiana's been kicked in the teeth year after year after year. And as fresh as last year, it still hurts Indiana to hear that they couldn't compete with Ohio State and Notre Dame. Losing those last two games still motivates them. So they're 12-0. They're 4-point underdogs. They're in their home city of Indianapolis taking on Ohio State, a short 2.5 hour, 3 hour drive for Ohio State fans from Columbus over. It's going to be a wild scene, and yes, I will be there.
Good.
Yes.
So it's at the Dome, right?
It is at Lucas Oil Stadium.
Yeah.
And not only that, but Indiana basketball plays Louisville at Gainbridge Fieldhouse down the street that afternoon. So 2 o'clock tip, 8 o'clock kickoff. Yes, I will be at both.
Wow.
And yes, IU fans will be swarming the city. That would be like Mizzou playing Kentucky at Enterprise Center in a marquee matchup on national TV. And then that night, Mizzou plays Alabama in the SEC championship at the Dome. That would be unheard of.
Uh-huh.
That's what Indianapolis is going through on Saturday. It's going to be an amazing day. It's going to be awesome.
Pretty amazing.
We have both games on KMOX, by the way, Georgia-Alabama. And Ohio State, Indiana, back to back.
Maybe we hire their convention and visitors people to come to St. Louis.
Yeah, teach them about like
help us. We're poor. No, we kidding. Need money.
Indy's just so good for events like that. They have a network of skywalks through the city.
Oh,
so
oh
like
that's
on a,
cool.
On
Des Moines
a cold
does
day,
that.
Yeah,
yeah,
you can just
nice.
You can connect and make your way through.
They got that nice little restaurant and bar district downtown there.
Yeah.
Been there.
Yeah. You know, Indy's not without crime, you know, but they do conventions and sports events really, really well. So I'm looking forward to spending some time there and observing it, and I'll have a full report on Monday.
I am so excited for your Indiana Hoosiers.
Thank you.
I have to tell you, I grew up an Ohio State football fan. So I'm a little conflicted on that because I didn't grow up like an Indiana basketball. But you guys are doing so well this year, man. I would just love to see that Cinderella thing kind of continue. I got to be honest with you. My friends in Ohio will not like hearing me say that. But what a shocker that would be to the system if Indiana goes in there and defeats Ohio State Saturday.
It could be a lot of fun. They're really, really good. Ohio State is an almost flawless team, but Indiana has... They're really good everywhere. I mean, they have players, too, and it should be a fun one.
Must watch Can't TV, wait. And we'll get a full live report update from Tom Ackerman on Monday morning.
Thanks, man.
He'll be bleary-eyed.
Go Hoosiers.
Go Hoosiers. You tell him, Tom.
You
Thank
too,
you.
And your dedication to the Indiana Hoosiers and the Kentucky Wildcats.
Well, you know,
it's where
you went to school, you're kind of tied to it. You're gonna love
it.
I got embarrassed. I haven't talked about it this week. We got beat by the North Carolina Tar Heels. It was a devastating blow on our home court the other night, and I've not been able to speak about it till right now.
We're here for you, Mark. I love watching Mizzou football. That's my husband and I love watching games on Saturdays, but I'm just not as loyal of maybe I'm just not a great alumni. I don't care to go back and take all the nostalgic pictures.
Yeah.
I just don't care.
I will point out, if there are any North Carolina fans out there, that Kentucky is still the all-time winningest program. We've got you by We had you by 27 games. I think we've got you by 26 games now because you beat us. You caught up by one. But overall.
But who's counting?
All-time winning is pro. I'll just point that out, even though we lost last night. Or the other night, I should say. All right, coming up, we're going to get to in other news. Next hour, Casey Crosby, RNC co-chair on the race in Tennessee. What the truth is about that race and whether or not it truly is some sort of a bellwether for the midterms. I don't think it is at all, to be honest with you. And we're going to talk to Mike Archer, St. Louis County Councilman from the 6th District. Of course, they're talking about major budget problems in St. Louis County. How do you fix those? Is Sam Page really going to take money away from the police in this budget crunch? You got to be kidding me. He's got all kinds of ideas. We're going to talk to Mike Archer about the truth of it at about 7:35. Stay tuned.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
All right, don't be mad if you're a fan of Mad Men, but apparently it is streaming again on HBO Max now. I don't have HBO Max. I watched the show years ago when it first came on. Obviously, John Hamm did a great job with that. Fantastic show, to be honest with you. But they've, for the HBO Max version, Kim, they have released HD version, a 4K version, which is supposed to be enhanced and all this and look better. But when they transferred the file, they didn't transfer the one with all of the post-production edits in it. So glaringly, in season one, there was a scene where the John Slattery character threw up in a business after a morning business meet after a noon business meeting. He had a four martini lunch and basically came into this meeting with his clients, and he got sick because they had oysters at lunch. Well, the scene in this edition of it, you can see crew members running the little machine that makes it look like he's vomiting. You can see them in the picture. So, of course, the fans have all been going crazy about that. And supposedly they're fixing this now that they've realized there may be a problem with the entire 4K series that they got transferred.
Well, now I want to know, not to gross you guys out if you're eating breakfast, but I want to know what they would do production-wise to make it look like someone was doing that.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know what the edit was. Maybe a tight shot of him and then a tight shot of
the trash
that
can
happening. I don't know. But anyway, they made a mistake on that. I hated that John Hamm is not in Landman anymore. I loved his character in there.
Yeah, he was really good.
He was great, and now Monty is no mas.
This is gibberish to me. I don't watch that show.
All right.
Hey, did you hear that apparently people are skipping breakfast, and instead they're taking a shot of olive oil?
Well, that'll grease the skids. Why would you do that exactly?
They're saying it's the secret to better health. They're saying that it's helping their gut, it's reducing cravings, it's giving them glowing skin. And of course, doctors are sitting here saying there's no evidence that that's at all beneficial. But people are also mixing it with lemon juice or water to make it a little bit easier to take a shot. I mean, it's not a huge shot, just like a spoonful of it.
I mean, if I'm putting it on a little Italian bread, mixing a little, Parmigiano Reggiano on there, making
I'm
on board.
People are saying
you lose weight.
It said they're snacking far less late morning and early afternoon. That was one person who attributed that to
olive
oil.
One tablespoon of olive oil?
Despite the extra daily calories and fat, I didn't put on any weight.
That's because you're on the toilet.
No, I could see. I don't know what your thoughts are on this, Sue. I've never done it, but I could see this being actually a good thing. And the more the doctors say it's not a good thing and that there's no evidence makes me think that it is a good thing.
Well, you know, when you go, I just did this yesterday at an olive oil tasting, and they give you a little thing because I like the buttery and smooth ones. And it tastes great and you're fine, but I'm not sure I want to do that every morning.
No.
And I didn't find any huge effects afterwards.
I would think that the Italian Olive Oil Marketers Association came up with this.
Mm. Yeah, but it's really not a horrible. I mean, there's much worse things.
Well, that's probably true. So that's probably true. We used to never eat breakfast till somebody told us.
All the Mediterranean people live longer.
Don't eat breakfast, they do. Don't eat dinner, no do eat dinner. It's like every other day we hear a new thing.
Yeah. I love stories like this because I'm the kind of person that loves to go to garage sales and estate sales. Somebody found a Superman comic, Superman number one comic book that a woman had kept in her attic in San Francisco. Where the temperate climate kept it in mint conditions, and it is now sold for $9 million.
Yep.
That comic book sold for who needs that on their wall for $9 million?
I don't know.
I just don't get it.
It's the most pristine version, though.
Yes, exactly. Now, Mark Cox, if that was some kind of fancy old radio,
that would make sense. See
what I'm
saying? Somebody would need that.
It's a one of one Pappy Van Winkle.
Okay.
Now you've got Mark Cox.
Now you've got my attention. Thank you for explaining it.
What are you
going to
do? Put it in like a shadow box on your wall and just stare at it and let it collect dust?
No, they probably got that in like a
that's preserved.
Special room in their house.
Absolutely it is. All right, coming up, we're going to talk about whether or not your taxes are going up if you're in St. Louis County, because they're facing a many, many million-dollar hole in the deficit. Sam Page has some ideas that could include cuts to law enforcement, defunding the police. We'll talk to County Councilman Mike Arch.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.